Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luther Roy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luther Roy. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jamison moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jamison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman strikes out. One out. Luther Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy strikes out. There goes Burns. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up beyond second. McManus can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground for an out. Summa moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robertson moves to third. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bennett moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus takes first base on ball 4. Robertson scores. Bennett moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. Klugman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Luther Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 0 for 1 in the game. Roy bunts towards the mound. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klugman moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klugman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell throws to second for 1, and Klugman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gerber moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Dixie Davis. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. Jake Miller now pitching. Joe Evans pinch hits for Herschel Bennett. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. There goes Tobin. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Robertson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Tobin scores. Robertson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Indians, 4, Browns, 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans now playing right field. Milt Gaston now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Summa moves to second. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Severide. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Burns, and towards Klugman, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 2 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Klugman can't make a play. That's a base hit. McManus moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. Jacobson tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-4, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball towards center. Jacobson catches it and throws to first to double up Summa. 2 outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Klugman hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Jake Miller. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.